Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and there's a new A&E two-part special cold case files, the Rifkin murders, and I can't wait to get into this. Peter Rice is the executive producer, award-winning EP. Peter, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well this morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, so you actually came face-to-face with serial killer Joel Rifkin. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. I interviewed him at the Clinton Correctional Facility in Dannemora, New York, and we sat down face-to-face for almost 2 hours.
Oh, man. And how did you find him? How was he?
So it's very disarming speaking to him because he comes across as so normal. You
sure.
Really have no idea you're talking to anyone besides someone on the street that you might meet. He asks you things about what that are going on in your life, and he tells you things that are going on in his life. And it's very unnerving how you kind of forget that you're talking to a serial killer, and you have to remind yourself that this is a person that caused a lot of misery for a lot of families.
Wow. Well, yeah, and I've heard that same description of other serial killers before. This program premieres September 30th, 8 p.m. Eastern on A&E. And what other kinds of things did you uncover that surprised you about this case?
Well, the mission or the North Star of this documentary is really to try to identify the two women out of the 17 victims that have never been identified. When he was arrested in 1993, he confessed to killing 17 women, and the police put a task force together and for over a year did everything they could to identify those 17 women. But when all was said and done, they were only able to identify 15 of them. And that was back in 1993. And so my goal was to try to get new information from him on these two unidentified victims so that law enforcement could ultimately identify them. And that's what really what I focused on.
Wow. Wow. So you involved, I'm sure, a lot of law enforcement in this, and probably a lot of the folks that worked directly on the case initially.
Yeah, absolutely. I spoke to the original investigators that arrested Rifkin and got him to confess. And I documented in real time two new investigators that took on the case to try to identify these women. And it was the first time in New York State Police history that they allowed cameras to document an active investigation. And it was really incredible the resources that they brought to this investigation. They went up in helicopters to look for the body. They brought in a dive team to search the Bronx River. They met with river experts. And they really left no stone unturned. And it was a really impressive thing to watch the resources that the New York State Police could bring to this investigation.
Oh, that is so cool. We're talking to Peter Rice here on the National Defense, Emmy Award-winning executive producer, and the new two-part special on A&E, Cold Case Files, The Rifkin Murders. And, you know, I just can't imagine, after meeting Joel Rifkin and going through this whole process, I mean, did you have nightmares?
You know, I didn't have nightmares. I just, again, I really focused on the fact that I'm trying to get some answers to some families out there that after 30 years have no idea what happened to their loved ones. So I always kept that as my focus, and I tried not to dwell on the more macabre information that I got from him. But, you know, it was very disarming talking to him because he shows no emotion. So when he's talking about these horrific acts, it's like, his demeanor doesn't change, and you realize that there's something different going on with him.
Yeah, yeah, something cold, something calculated, and something very creepy, I bet. I can't wait to see.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't wait to see this thing, man. This is going to be good. The Cold Case Files, the Rifkin Murders, A&E two-part special. You probably could have made this into a nine-part special, right?
There's a lot. There's a lot in there. It probably could have gone six or more episodes, but the quality is really something else. This is a really premium documentary, and with active investigations and an incredible interview with a serial killer that was actually aiding the investigation. He was giving me information that I was passing on to law enforcement that was actionable and was panning out. So
wow.
I've never seen a documentary where the serial killer is actually kind of helping the investigation.
Right, right.
It's very unique.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, Peter, thank you for the time. Thank you so much. And look forward to seeing the documentary.
great being on with you this morning. Thanks so much for having me.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.